This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The 16-year-old who's under investigation for stabbing a person in a home last week in Steamboat Springs was in court virtually Tuesday. That juvenile suspect's being held without bond in the Grand Mesa Youth Services Center in Grand Junction. Charges include attempt to commit murder, assault in the first degree, and criminal attempt to commit first-degree burglary. Those are all felonies. The district attorney's office has asked that the juvenile be charged as an adult. Hasn't been decided yet. If convicted as an adult, the sentence could be 4 to 12 years in the Colorado Department of Corrections. The next appearance in court is May 10th. Range riders are headed to Grand County to help ranchers there with keeping wolves away from and killing their livestock. The Colorado Department of Agriculture says $20,000 will be used for nighttime patrols and other non-lethal deterrents. The press release says they're working with Colorado Parks and Wildlife and the Middle Park stock growers. Five yearlings and a newborn calf have been killed in Grand County in April. The North Park stock growers in Jackson County have sent a second letter to Governor Polis and Colorado Parks and Wildlife saying officials must take action on the wolves that are killing cattle in Jackson and Grand counties. The letter says they need to fulfill your leadership duties to all members of the state and not just the pro-wolf advocates. Jackson County rancher Don Gittleson also requested lethal management, the 10J rule, be used on North Park wolves, and it was denied by Colorado Parks and Wildlife on December 22nd last year. Look for a postcard in the mail with details on a community survey. 2,000 homes in Steamboat Springs have been chosen to receive the bilingual questionnaire. The survey is about quality of life, community characteristics, housing, city services, recreation, funding, tourism, and a lot more. Those responses are anonymous. Dr. Matt Gianeschi will be the next president and chief executive officer of Colorado Mountain College. He's been the chief operating officer and chief of staff for more than 10 years. Dr. Gianeschi replaces outgoing president Dr. Carrie Besnett Hauser in August. Colorado Mountain College has 11 campuses in the Rocky Mountains, including a campus in Steamboat Springs. In road work, Route County Road 18 is temporarily closed as the snow melts. That's below the Stagecoach Dam at the Cattle Guard to the gate at Pleasant Valley. A new sewer line's going in Sundance Plaza. The big challenge is getting to the Starbucks drive-thru. You have to go through the Safeway parking lot. Work should be finished in 4 or 5 days. I'm Shannon Lukens, first for local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at KRAIRadio.com.